Virtually every organization on the planet suffers from IT glitches in its human resources department from time to time. But when you're managing pay and personnel functions for 500,000 people, and those outages tend to last for several hours at a stretch, you've got a problem. That's exactly the case with the U.S. Air Force. So, earlier this month, the 24th Air Force, the service's cyber and network operations specialists, partnered with the service's personnel leaders to stand up a special mission team that will undertake an end-to-end examination of the complex web of both modern and legacy systems that make up the Air Force's personnel and pay infrastructure, and what can be done to bolster their reliability. Each time a key link in the Air Force's HR IT infrastructure goes offline for a few hours, the service's productivity losses are measured in man-years, not man-hours, according to Bill Marion, the Chief Information Officer for the Air Force's Headquarters Manpower, Personnel, and Services Organization.
We literally have thousands of staff or personnel that work civilian actions and military actions on a day-to-day basis, and when we go down for 3 hours, we literally lose man-years of capability. It slows down the civilian hiring process. It hurts the whole promotion board process. I mean, there's all kinds of secondary permutations that are very critical and have domino effects in all facets of HR. When that system goes down for 3 hours and it takes 30 minutes, or it's with the latency, it takes us 45 minutes or an hour to process a civilian fill, again, those have domino effects. So the work with the special mission team, the cloud work, the resiliency that cloud brings with it, is critical.
Part of the issue is sheer complexity. To process service members and civilians' pay and personnel transactions, the Air Force today uses 120 separate systems, 86 of which duplicate other systems that provide similar capabilities at 213 sites around the world. The disaggregated nature of those IT systems means HR is also an extremely expensive and manpower-intensive business for the Air Force, costing $1.3 billion per year and requiring one HR specialist for every 22 airmen on the service's payroll. And like many other systems throughout DoD, the ham-handed approaches many of the systems use to interact with other ones drastically complicates existing congressional mandates to pass a financial audit. For the last 5 years, the Air Force has had a plan to replace several dozen of its legacy HR systems with a commercially based enterprise resource planning system it dubs Air Force Integrated Pay and Personnel System. But the $570 million program missed its target to begin delivering capability by summer 2015 and is rated at moderately high risk for failure, according to the latest data on the government's IT dashboard. Marion says the Air Force is now re-examining its approach to AFIPS. He says officials are still committed to a commercial off-the-shelf approach to modernizing its systems, but that it would be more appropriate to view AFIPS as a strategy rather than a single system.
We are heavily in that journey. We are in a strategic relook and where we're going with that program. So we have a lot of days and hours spent on formulating that way ahead and I'm happy to say we're making some tremendously positive progress in that domain. But bringing that common core platform, again, taking that 200 system-ish ecosystem, building a foundation there that will permeate itself across all those systems, start to collapse, start to deliver better self-service, deliver that based upon a COTS framework is really core to where we're going with AFIPS.
To that end, Marion says the Air Force has taken several steps of late to simplify the network architecture that supports its HR data, to make its systems more self-service so they don't require as much professional support, and to get out of the business of hosting its own data centers as much as possible. In August, the Air Force got the go-ahead to host sensitive data in a commercial cloud environment at what DoD defines as Impact Level 4. Since then, it's become the first DoD component to transition critical mission information into a non-government cloud. The project involves the Air Force's existing MyPERS portal, which lets airmen handle some pay and benefits matters on a self-service basis.
And so in a short time frame from August to literally November, we are literally testing that application live, which has been huge for us, right? Who would imagine a four-month period we could upgrade 16 versions, move it to a COOP and DR capability, have all the resiliency in dev, test, and operations literally live in a four-month period? So we've still got onboarding to do. We've still got some critical steps to kind of go because it is the first time we've done this in the DoD, so things like cloud access points and internet access and rules and email flows. We're still working through some of the nuances, but the core has been put in place, and we see great benefits in that.
The Air Force sees mobility as among those benefits. It's already been working to create a service-oriented architecture that allows various app developers across the service to access functional databases based on their own particular mission demands. Moving personnel data into properly secured cloud environments should make it easier for service members and civilians to check their own records and deal with their own sensitive information as necessary.
What does cloud bring? It doesn't just bring infrastructure differences. It also brings us a mobile front end that we can leverage. And so, without having to go through 2 years worth of development, 2 years of integration pains, we can start to use that MyPerse cloud platform and the mobility pieces that are built in or baked into that product and start to expose securely HR services to airmen and commanders and personnelists. So cloud isn't just about cloud, it's also about enabling some agility in the application namespace.
Again, that's Bill Marion, the CIO within the Manpower, Personnel, and Services Organization at Air Force Headquarters. You can find a text version of this story at federalnewsradio.com/JaredServio.